Proclamation number 6650 of 21st of September, 1956. Power of Living Faith. Presence of God. The world will still make great demands on you which you should be able to cope with. And you must spiritually acquire the strength to do so. For there are also spiritual attacks which indeed come from the world but precisely for that reason require much strength to resist. I want to prepare you for this time. I want to strengthen your faith. But this can only ever happen if I impose tests of faith on you, the passing of which results in an ever stronger faith. Again and again I tell you that I need faithful servants on earth. And again I recruit new servants because much work is still to be done before the end. But all these servants must have strong faith because otherwise they are unfit to work in my vineyard. And therefore they must be unusually loving and thereby increase their strength of faith, for they can only speak vividly for me in my name if they themselves are alive in their faith. They must serve their fellow human beings as an example of the strength a living faith produces and how only this living faith can be won. The working of love is indispensable in order to attain strong faith, and the working of love is stimulated by fellow human beings' adversity and suffering, which therefore cannot be eliminated and can bring much blessing. But I also have other means to let you humans mature into a strong faith. After all, it is only a matter of feeling me present, of coming so close to me that you then trustingly present all your needs and worries to me and ask me for help, which will then also become yours. You must look for my closeness and commune with me ever more often. For then even doubts which still exist will give way to the certainty that I will help you. And then you will no longer let go of me. It is my presence which gives you security, and for this reason I would like you to call upon me through heartfelt prayer. For the closer you draw close to me the easier I can influence you so that you will feel me and then also firmly believe. And you will need such faith in the coming time. And this alone is the reason why you will be able to stand firm. The world can still push you away from me, that is, you feel two realms, as it were, and cannot unite them. The spiritual kingdom will be displaced as soon as the world approaches you. And this separation must be removed by you. You must feel just as connected to me in the world and know that I am present to you. Only then will you also have power in the world and your vineyard work will be successful. Then you will not fear the world which threatens you because you will know that I am at your side. This alone I want to achieve. And therefore I try everything to draw you so firmly to me that this bond can no longer be loosened by worldly impressions or worldly demands on you. And illnesses and suffering, hardship and worries also serve this purpose, because they can result in this intimate bond with me and then an overstrong faith is certain gain. Come to me when you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Ask, and it shall be given you. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Always remember these words and take the path to me, and know that I am your father and also want to be loved by you, his children, as a father. And a loving father does not leave his children in adversity as soon as he can help them. And you will not doubt that I can help you. That I want to help you is proven again and again by my words which betray love for you, and love is always ready to help. Amen.